This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. In the U.S. city of Philadelphia, the district attorney charged former police officer Mark Dial with murder on Friday. VOA's Scott Walterman has more.
Graphic body camera footage aired at a press conference on Friday showed Dial and his partner driving slowly through a neighborhood before pulling over. Less than 10 seconds after Dial exits his car, the video shows him shooting several times as Azari sits in his car.
Shots fired, one hurt, West Willard.
Dial turned himself in on Friday morning to face the charges. Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner said they will use the body cam video in court.
They are crucial evidence in the case, and in many ways they speak for themselves.
Scott Walterman, VOA News.
North Korea says its new submarine has nuclear attack capabilities after years of development. Leader Kim Jong-un described the step as crucial in his efforts to build a nuclear-armed navy to counter the United States and its Asian allies. The North Korea's official Korean Central News Agency said the vessel named Hiro Kim Kun-ok is designed to launch tactical nuclear weapons from underwater. In July, the U.S. docked a nuclear-capable ballistic missile submarine in South Korea for the first time since the 1980s. The death toll from severe flooding in central Greece has increased to 10 people, while another four remain missing, Greece's climate crisis and civil protection minister says, as rescue crews in helicopters and boats are ferrying hundreds of people from inundated villages to safety. Flooding triggered by rainstorms that began Tuesday also hit neighboring Bulgaria and Turkey, killing a total of 22 people in all three countries since the rains began on Tuesday. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Security Council condemned on Friday the illegal elections held by Russia in occupied Ukrainian territories and dubbed them a violation of the UN Charter. The council was briefed on the matter by the Assistant Secretary General of Europe, Central Asia and Americas, Miroslav Yenka, and insisted on the lack of legal ground for the referenda. U.S. Deputy Ambassador to the UN, Robert Wood.
The Kremlin uses the sham referenda and elections to try to lend a semblance of legitimacy to its attempts to unlawfully annex the sovereign territory of its neighbors. The Kremlin is rushing to fabricate electoral successes to hide its military losses in Ukraine from the Russian people.
Meanwhile, Russia's representative to the UN, Vasily Nebenzia, said the inhumane crimes of the Kyiv regime were the reasons why residents of the occupied Ukrainian territories sought annexation to Russia. The operation could start soon to rescue a sick American researcher 3,000 feet into a Turkish cave. In an interview with a Turkish official, American researcher Mark Dickey says his helpers and he in the cave are waiting for communication to actually reach down to them, as it is a day to 2 days of travel time for information to get back and forth.
I don't quite know what's happened, but I do know that the quick response of the Turkish government to get the medical supplies that I needed, in my opinion, saved my life.
In the U.S., the IRS is going after millionaires who owe past taxes, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The IRS says it will aggressively pursue millionaires and large business partnerships that owe hundreds of millions of dollars in past due taxes. IRS Commissioner Daniel Werfel says if you pay your taxes on time, it should be particularly frustrating when you see that wealthy filers are not. He says a boost in federal funding is helping the IRS hire more workers. With that and artificial intelligence research tools, they have new means of identifying rich tax dodgers. He said targets include 1,600 millionaires who owe at least $250,000 each in back taxes and 75 large business partnerships that have assets of roughly $10 billion on average. I'm Rita Foley.
A military camp in Mali's resistive north has been attacked. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma has more.
Mali's military says in a brief statement that it was responding to Friday's attack in the Gao region. Thursday's attacks targeted a passenger boat near the city of Timbuktu and a military position in Bamba, further downstream in Gao. The military junta says responsibility for the attacks was claimed by the JNIM, an umbrella coalition of armed groups aligned with Al-Qaeda.
I'm Alexis Strope. This is VOA News.